WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 7. The temperature is 54. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria 2818 next to Rally Car Wash and at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office. Good Friday morning. I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan police arrested two men and two women from San Antonio shortly after a home invasion robbery yesterday morning south of Sue Haswell Park. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the credit goes to a neighbor who called to report the suspects leaving with property in their hands and taking off in two vehicles.
And this is why we always talk about report things if you see things that are suspicious.
Officers found and stopped both vehicles on Texas Avenue near Dodge. All the stolen property recovered, returned to the owner, and officers also found undisclosed drugs and weapons. Three of the suspects are accused of entering an unlocked home on Anton Street. One held the victim at gunpoint while two others took undisclosed items, and the fourth person was outside. No one was injured. Bryan School Board's approved changing its policy on identifying and testing gifted and talented students. Director of Advanced Academics Christina Richardson says that includes testing students who live in Bryan ISD but have been homeschooled or have attended private school.
This is something that campuses as well as my office has been getting quite a few phone calls about. They're interested in getting into our GT program, our Explorer Academy, Inquire, all of those things, but they don't know if their students meet the qualifications. And so in order to welcome those families back, we'd like to facilitate that testing for them.
The revised policy to be implemented after a review by the Texas Association of School Boards, and parents will be charged what Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says is a nominal fee. College Station school districts announced five more reassignments of campus administrators. All the new assignments involve current employees receiving new assignments as assistant principals. There will be two new administrators at College View High School next year. New principal has not been chosen yet following the move by Margie Martinez to College Station Middle School as an assistant principal. And a new assistant principal at College View is Emily Fagan, who moves from Consolidated Middle School. If you lost your pet during yesterday's storms, Leah White at the Aguiline Humane Society says you should check their shelter and the Bryan Animal Center.
If you have a photo of your pet, that's the best option. You can email that into us. There's a great Facebook page called Brazos Lost and Found Pets to post your pets on. You can post sightings as well. So if you saw a pet as you're driving to work and you can get a picture of it, or if you're out on a walk, get a picture of that pet. It might be the lead the owner was looking for.
White says although it's sunny now, you should wait to put your pets outside because the ground's soft from all the rain. That makes it easier for your dogs to dig out. Visit AggieLineHumane.org to view their lost and found page and find more information. WTAW News Time, 7 minutes after 7. The temperature is 54. News presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Good morning, 709 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. If you need a new roof due to recent high winds and hail damage, for over 40 years, United Roofing has been your roofing insurance claim specialist. You don't have to call an 800 number for United. They're local. Call the pros at 846-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll go through today with mostly sunny skies and pleasant temperatures up near 75 this afternoon. Tonight clear and down around 55. Nice start to the weekend coming up. Mix of clouds and sun, a bit breezy on Saturday afternoon. Temperatures warming to near 80. A few clouds and milder at night, low 60s. And a bit over 80 on Sunday with a blend of clouds and sun. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football was at Kyle Field yesterday for its first scrimmage of the spring. And I asked Coach Jimbo Fisher, exactly what benefits do you get from practicing or scrimmaging at Kyle Field?
I think hopefully it brings an urgency to what you, because you know, you go out there on the practice field, and if you go scrimmage on the practice field, you know, if you can go in the stadium, it gets more like a practice. Maybe when you walk in there, it gets to be a little more special. I got to give a little more juice. I got to lock in. It's special to be able to walk in that stadium and, you know, in a facility like that and go play well.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Fisher coming up. Also, yesterday was opening day of Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros and Texas Rangers, and a Lone Star showdown up in Arlington, and the Astros picking up the win, so we'll cover that, as well as Aggie baseball's loss to Georgia last night. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. So you had that story yesterday about how he's a different kind of coach.
Yeah.
Kind of
in
their face, hands on.
Yes.
And what they have to call is pretty much a paragraph as opposed to like three words.
Yeah, a little bit more complicated. Now, I was at practice yesterday. I didn't go. So this is how they set up practice, at least the availability to the media. At the beginning of practice, you're able to go and check things out. And then after they stretch, basically, then they kick all the media out so they can have their super secret practice. And then afterwards, we all come back and we interview coaches, players, what have you. And I didn't get to do that much when Kevin Sumlin was here because I was doing the afternoons with Bill. So the beginning of practice, around 3:50, somewhere around in there, I was always busy up here at the station getting ready for the 5 o'clock news hour. But now, since I'm doing the morning show, I had that availability, and so I went to practice yesterday. And Jimbo is very much involved, especially with the quarterbacks, because that's kind of his deal. You know, he's kind of the quarterback whisperer, so to speak. So he was involved with the quarterbacks, talking with them, marching up and down the field, everything that they were doing, at least in the part that we got to see as the media at the very beginning of practice. And I actually asked some other media folks there who covered practices when Kevin Sumlin was here. And I said, you know, was it that same way with Sumlin? They said no. They said Sumlin was generally more of a CEO kind of coach in the way that he would run practice. And he would just kind of hang out on the sideline and observe, but he wasn't right there in the middle of it. So I'm not saying one way is better than the other. But what I am saying is there's a definite difference there.
Yeah, but you left out the most important part of this discussion.
What's that?
What do you guys do during the dead time?
Well, I happen to head back to an establishment that's maybe on Northgate
nearby.
Yeah, and hung out. No, I was drinking a Dr. Pepper and watching the game at the Chicken. So
all right, just
that's how
okay,
I roll.
So here's the old guy, just to show you how things are different. We used to stand around and smoke cigarettes with the back in the day.
Sounds about right.
It did. Things were a little more casual back then.
Yeah.
Get to hear a lot better stories back then.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. But, we happen to have a coach who remained nameless who was smoked, and so he'd need to take a smoke break.
Well, I mean, they had a coach that smoked just a couple of coaches ago. So,
is there? Yeah.
I don't know if he took smoke breaks with the media.
Got that. No. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Things were a little more casual.
Yeah.
Chelsea's not here today, so we're going to go ahead and do the story that they've already mailed out the 600 invitations for the royal wedding. Just letting you know.
Well, maybe she's not coming back because.
No. I'm thinking she didn't.
We need to call her so she can give a live report from Houston.
You think we want to call her at 7:13 in the morning? I don't think that'd
work.
Well,
you would have to do it. It wouldn't be me, obviously.
I don't think that'll work. May do that later on in the next, in the 8 o'clock hour, we may call her.
There you go.
Water company in England is pleading with homeowners not to flush the exotic animals down the toilet.
Oh.
After a piranha was discovered in a sewer.
Oh.
Yeah.
That happens on occasion in New York and
I guess.
Some other major metropolitan.
Flesh-eating creature was found by a startled employee at the water company. Yeah. South American river predator, of course, normally hunts in packs. Will rip you to shreds. I guess they will. You know, they always show it in movies that it's going to be that way.
So I watch River Monsters on the Discovery Channel with Jeremy Wade. Fish on. And he did a whole thing. Because what he does is he takes these urban, or not urban tales, these, I guess, can you call it? Well, they're not really in urban areas. Anyways, he takes these tall tales about people who died that supposedly it was from a river monster.
Okay,
and he goes in their freshwater, and he goes and like tries to discover what kind of fish could have done this? What kind of fish could have, you know, torn this person apart? And obviously, piranhas come up a lot in South America, and he does quite a bit of work down there. So he's actually jumped in. He's fed piranhas like a bunch of, you know,
goldfish.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after they're done eating it and devouring this thing, he's actually jumped in a tub with them.
Yeah.
And they didn't touch him.
Yeah. See,
maybe they were full. I don't know.
Well, look, that's the thing that happens is things get distorted. Like, for instance, how long is Ghost Hunter? How many seasons has Ghost Hunter been on?
Oh, I have no idea.
Have they found a ghost yet?
We'd have to ask Fredo.
Have we seen any video of an actual ghost on four seasons of Ghost Hunters?
Well, you know, you can catch that little bit of audio that's somehow in the background.
That may be something.
May or may not sound like, my name is Pete.
Yeah, or somebody dropped something and that's supposed to be a clunk and that's, you know, really? So do they ever? They really show these things devouring stuff, huh?
Yeah, Actually, we have a listener that texted in, apparently a piranha expert. By the way, if you want to text us in, 979-695-1620.
Okay, why are they a piranha?
Listener says they only attack humans if they're isolated and starving.
Ah.
Other than that, they are scavengers.
Oh, interesting.
So this one was isolated, and he very well, unless he was eating stuff in the sewer.
No. This one was dead.
Oh, he was dead.
He was dead. But it gave them an opportunity to remind people just to do the three P's. That'd be pee, poop, and paper when you're flushing.
That'd be part of your next exit interview with your public works folks.
Exactly. Well, yeah, we'll do that. Building in Chicago's southwest side contained a fire extinguisher manufacturer till it burned down Thursday. prompting hazardous. Nobody was hurt, so we can laugh about it.
Okay, yeah.
Hazardous material response required 150 firefighters.
Jeez.
Yeah, no kidding. Intense flames there. All right, so from askmen.com, driving laws we would like to see.
Oh, I'm
driving
sure you have plenty of these.
We would like to see. And, you know, you can certainly text in your own driving laws. We'd be glad to hear them. Driving ends at a certain age. Now, we're not proposing all driving privileges cease at X age here. Age applies to the state of mind when caring for others on the road or even sidewalks. The driver could be 88 or 18, but bonehead moves, whether out of intent or ignorance, shouldn't spoil driving for the rest of us. You know, and how do you do that? I remember when Governor Goodhair was still governor, he got a law passed where after 90, you have to be tested every 2 years. The thing is, you don't have to be 90 to be a bad driver.
No,
plenty of them that are a lot younger than that.
But let's face it, though, your reaction time is much, much slower.
No doubt.
And a lot of folks who are older are very, they're not willing to give up their driver's license.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
But counter that on your reaction time thing.
Sure.
With those who are on devices.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Well, that's what Scott's saying. But I'm just saying as a whole, your body is no longer reacting as quickly as it once did. And there's obvious setbacks to getting older.
Right. Well, you know, and I've talked to people here at the station who've had to take the keys away, you know, from mom or dad for that reason, which is for their own safety as well.
And that's taking away part of their independence.
Sure.
And I can understand that.
Well, and you talk to the cops and they'll tell you there's no doubt that the people who are driving slowly in the midst of traffic that is moving at a certain speed are pretty much
probably drug dealers or those under the influence.
Wow. Ah, way to just jump to that conclusion,
Well,
Bill.
you read enough arrest reports.
Yeah, you do. That's true. All right, over-customized cars are to be banned. If your car doesn't need oil changes because you pour a fresh quart in every 100 miles, there's no point installing speakers bigger than the wheels themselves. I guess that's probably
right.
Or
one of the bouncy ones with the hydraulics.
Things, all
I
that
like
stuff
those,
going
those
on.
Those are fun.
Why are some of the most self-professed animal lovers the biggest threats to their companions' well-being? What part of putting a pet on your lap as you drive makes you think that's a good idea? You ever think about that? And then, of course, there are the people who put their dogs in the bed of their trucks. I'm not sure about that.
What about them being in the bed just because they're not secure?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I don't know. I mean, do you think they should be strapped in?
No. I think they ought to have a kennel back there. I think that's probably a good idea if the dog will comfortably fit in the kennel. Otherwise, put him in the back.
And then you drive off a bridge and the dog's stuck in the kennel and can't get out. Think about it, Scott. There are loopholes to this idea.
How about that driving off the bridge thing? Let's not do that. They have restraints for critters. You can do that now. Decorative limits. How about a $50 set of four plastic spinner hubcaps is maybe four too many? What do you think? And how about a dozen bumper stickers on the back of your car?
I was about to say, does this cover bumper stickers?
Because
you know if somebody's running a 5K, because they'll definitely tell you, or if they want to coexist.
Yep.
Or if I don't know, if they don't care anything about your kid being an A-plus student, then they'll have bumper stickers to tell you.
That's right. Here's another one. If we're not saying you need to be Ken Jennings, okay, but it's a pretty good idea to not be driving 85 miles an hour in a thick fog. So maybe do we need to do an IQ test along with a driver's test? What do you think? And how about this? Lane assignments based on competency.
Now, that would give TTI more ammunition.
Yeah, it really, really would. Okay, no, I'm sorry, sir. You can only drive in the 45 and under speed limit.
And don't be in the left lane if you're going to be going slower than people in the right lane.
People do get upset about
that. Oh, yeah.
Hey, happy birthday, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola was on this date in 132 years ago, in 1886, that John Pemberton of Atlanta, Georgia, created a concoction as a hangover cure and a stomach ache, headache type remedy. It was advertised as Dr. Pemberton's Pick-Me-Up.
Oh.
A brain tonic and intellectual beverage. See, back then they could say that. Wasn't any FDA to tell you, you got to tell the truth when you're advertising.
Read all that visiting the Cocoa Museum.
There you are. That's exactly right. Atlanta?
Yeah, the one, and got my picture with the bronze there of the good doctor.
Zach, you need to do that. You need to make a trip to that thing.
I was going to actually go last summer, but Hurricane Harvey kind of got in the way of my plans.
I got you, because what they've got there, in addition to the products that you know, is a whole wall of their products that they make for other countries.
Yes.
There's some people who really drink nasty stuff in other parts of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you know what the stuff tastes like here, but once you find out what they sell in Indonesia, for instance, you're going, really?
Well, Mexican Coke is really delicious, though.
Yeah, well, no, but they've got
extra sugar.
That's because of the old school,
yeah. Right, yeah, they use sugar. But they've got some stuff there that's pretty nasty, and people pay to drink it.
And
so,
if you're an advertising geek like I am,
yeah,
I mean, you can spend hours.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's quite a place, that's for sure. 722.
This is Glenn Brewer with the Bryan-College Station Chamber of Commerce. The BCS Chamber of Commerce and title sponsor Texas A&M University invite you to gather your coworkers and join us for our 5th annual Water Cooler 5K Fun Run and Walk. In an effort to promote team building and workplace wellness, this run will begin at 4 p.m. on Thursday, April 5th at Wolf Pen Creek. For more information, visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
30 days, 100 trucks. It's the biggest truck month ever at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now is the time to save. We will not be undersold on any new Chevy Silverado. Choose from our largest truck inventory of the year. Every new truck, every new SUV. We will not be undersold during Truck Month. That includes online at TomLight.com. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station.
Chevy, find new roads.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're already getting texts from her, huh? Chelsea's already texting us this morning.
Do what? Well, what's that?
I say we're already getting text. I got a text from Chelsea this morning.
Oh, well, she's not using the Citibank text line.
Huh? Yeah.
No, she's not.
Y in City stands for you.
Yeah, 979-695-1620.
There you go. No, she just texted me. I think what it is, she doing her homework, okay? Already got the. She was sending me the fun fact for Sokol later this morning.
Oh wow!
So that was
she's
you know,
on top of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if she's awake,
well, yeah, but yeah, we'll wait till she maybe gets out on the course or something like that. Or I don't know where she is, but we'll try to.
Also, another text just down the line about your exchange on traffic offenses.
Yes.
Slow in the left lane, texting while driving, speeding up while being passed.
What is that about? Why do people do that? Go ahead.
Because you don't want to get passed up.
All right.
Also applying makeup and occupying more than one parking space.
Let's go there. That's for sure. Okay. In the meantime, we have a little because Chelsea's not here. We can do like Sky News and science and stuff like that today. So
yeah,
in honor of her taking the day off, you know,
just not hear about her complain about it.
Little Earl Thomas Conley. Could listen to him about any time. He's not bad. This is the second blue moon of 2018 that is set for tomorrow morning. It'll be the last one to adorn the night sky until 2020.
Oh, wow.
We don't have one next year at all.
Really?
The Weather Channel, if you can believe them, says we won't see another blue moon until October 31st, 2020. Blue moons, that's when two full moons occur in the same calendar month. Typically occur only once every 2.7 years. But this year, we had a blue moon in January, and we got another one this weekend. The full moon peaks at 7:37 Saturday morning, if you want to get up tomorrow morning to see that. This will be the fourth full moon of the year. It's also known as the sap moon, because this is the time of the year when the trees are tapped to make syrup. And it's also known as the full worm moon, because that's when the earthworms emerge. I dig in the garden the other day. Saw two earthworms. I said it must be that time of year. I had no idea we had a worm moon, though. Worm moon.
By the way, you say in 2020 on Halloween will be a full moon?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that, huh?
That's going to be nuts.
That will be nice. That won't be bad at all. Hey, let's have a look at the weather. We got some of that for you. It's time for the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Not bad at all today. Sunny, high temperature about 75, winds out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly clear, low around 54. Again, still northeasterly winds. Then tomorrow, they turn around out of the south and be pretty gusty, up to about 20 miles an hour. We'll be at 80. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we'll be at 80 as well. Clouds start rolling in on Monday, and then Tuesday, they're right now calling for a 50-50 chance of showers. We'll see. But it's all right out there right now. Winds out of the northeast at 12, and we've got fair skies, and it's 55 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The National Rifle Association has benefited from a spike in donations following the deadly shooting last month at the Florida high school. The NRA Political Victory Fund brought in less than $250,000 in January. After the shooting, donations more than tripled to almost $780,000. The Hill is reporting a spike in online ad spending by the NRA, which has to infuriate the left. Now, there's more bad news for liberals. During the big March for Our Liberal Lives event in Washington, the number of searches for NRA membership spiked on Google. But let's unpack the not-so-subtle message that the NRA benefited from the school shooting. Nobody benefited from the school shooting. unless you count the activists who seized on this whole thing to advance their anti-Second Amendment political agenda. And there was nothing spontaneous about these protests, in which only 10% of participants were under 18. That well-organized march in D.C., the bus trips to Florida's capital, all of that paid for by groups who remain in the shadows. Mostly it's the women, members of the resistance, or people voted for Hillary. The NRA donations were a reaction from people who saw the organization being unjustly attacked, both in the drive-by media and by a bunch of supposedly apolitical kids. The NRA defends America's Second Amendment rights, and now Americans are defending the NRA. It's that simple, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 8. The temperature is 53. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Presented by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good Friday morning. I'm Bill Oliver. Parents of homeschooled and private school students living in the Bryan School District have been asking about testing their children for gifted and talented programs. Led to the school board approving a change in the district's testing policy and supported by Superintendent Christy Whitbeck.
I think one of the pieces to keep in mind is that if these students are in Bryan ISD, then the parents are paying taxes. They do pay taxes whether they're homeschooling or private schooling or, you know, charter schooling. So in that regard, I think it really meets a need and seems like a fair thing to do to make sure that children are properly placed.
Dr. Whitbeck says parents will be charged for the testing.
It is a nominal fee for the first set of tests. If they continue, there will be some fee to it because it does cost us money. You're often, most often talking about proctoring on a Saturday. Mm. We have to pay the staff and all of that. So it won't be free, but it will not be expensive either.
The board will also approve the second change, which clarifies the appeal process. The revised policy will be implemented after a review by the Texas Association of School Boards. The selection of two new assistant principals at College Station's New Wilburn Middle School has caused a domino effect involving four other positions. CSISD Superintendent Clark Ely has announced the new Wilburn assistants are Grant Heckathorn and Jeremy Stewart. Taking over as assistant principal at College View for Stewart is Emily Fagan. Replacing Fagan at Consolidated Middle School is Jennifer Ray. Replacing Heckathorn at College Station Middle School is Margie Martinez, who's been the principal at College View. College View principal's position has not been filled. Two men and two women from San Antonio were arrested shortly after a home invasion robbery in Bryan yesterday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a neighbor near the victim's home on Anton Street, south of Sue Haswell Park, reported seeing the group drive away in two vehicles.
They gave us vehicle descriptions as well as suspect descriptions, which without that information, it's very possible that these suspects would have absconded.
Officers found and stopped both vehicles on Texas near Dodge. All the stolen property recovered returned to the owner. Officers also found undisclosed drugs and weapons. No one was injured. Took one College Station police officer to investigate a fight involving four men from California who were remodeling the Home Depot store after regular business hours Wednesday during the midnight hour. The arrest reports did not note any of the men requiring medical treatment. The initial blows came between two men after one of them moved trash into the path of a second man who was attempting to mop the area. Those two had been roommates the last 6 weeks, were arrested on enhanced charges as family members of assault causing bodily injury. Two other men also arrested after they were accused of striking the man who moved the trash. We're still waiting for College Station police to tally up the estimated street value of nine varieties of illegal drugs seized during the search of an apartment a week ago yesterday. 20-year-old Audie Sisis spent 6 days in jail before posting bond yesterday on drug charges from College Station in Collin County. According to the arrest report, Sisis was handcuffed as he left his home. Detectives with a search warrant found 5 ounces of THC in six forms, 4 ounces of marijuana, 36 units of LSD, and various quantities of ecstasy, hydrocodone, diazepam, alprazolam, and two forms of codeine. Another drug arrest by College Station police last week followed an emergency call from a woman who reported her boyfriend was having an adverse reaction after eating psychedelic mushrooms. After the boyfriend refused a voluntary search of his bedroom, officers received a search warrant and found 11 ounces that the man said he had grown. After receiving medical treatment, 19-year-old Carl Ambrust of Rosebud was arrested, as was his girlfriend, 20-year-old Catherine Moore of Bryant, both out of jail after posting bond. CSPD estimated the minimum street value of the mushrooms at $3,000. We're now about a day past this week's flooding rains. Leah White at the Aguilane Humane Society says it might not be a good idea to put your pet outside just yet due to the soft ground and the dog's ability to dig their way out into freedom. White also says if your pet's missing following the storms, to check the Aguilane Humane Society as well as the Bryant Animal Center. Aguilane Humane also has online a lost and found page.
We're going to try to put it together if it's in the kennels. A lot of times, because there's no picture with that pet, your description of your pet and our interpretation of that pet are two completely different things.
Find the contact information and more online at aggiehumane.org. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 8. The temperature is 53. News presented by Brazos County Bank. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
The Hilton College Station welcomes families to celebrate Easter Sunday with a buffet brunch. Brunch is available from 11 to 2 and features delicious creations from the carving station along with breakfast, fruits and salad, seafood, entree, and dessert stations. Enjoy time with the family without having to worry about cleaning up the kitchen. Special pricing for seniors and children. Call 694-4930 for reservations. Make the most of a beautiful day at the Hilton.
Hey, good morning, 737, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now, daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
We'll go through today with mostly sunny skies and pleasant temperatures up near 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and down around 55. Nice start to the weekend coming up. Mix of clouds and sun, a bit breezy on Saturday afternoon. Temperatures warming to near 80. A few clouds and milder at night, low 60s. And a bit over 80 on Sunday with a blend of clouds and sun. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football hit Kyle Field for the first time this spring yesterday. And that little inter-squad scrimmage, Coach Jimbo Fisher, I asked him what the benefits were of practicing and scrimmaging on Kyle Field.
If you go scrimmage on the practice field, you know, if you can go in the stadium, okay, it gets more like a practice. Maybe when you walk in there, it gets to be a little more special. I got to get a little more juice. I got to lock in. It's special to be able to walk in that stadium and, you know, in a facility like that and go play well.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also, talking some Aggie baseball. The guys came up a little short to Georgia yesterday, and by little, I mean 11-5. So we'll cover that game. I guess we have to. Also, touching on Aggie softball back in action this evening as they welcome South Carolina to town. And, of course, MLB opening day, all that more coming up in sports.
There you go. So we mentioned that the second blue moon and the last one, you know, for almost a year and a half is coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just by coincidence, but apparently the makers of Blue Moon the beer have come out with a new beer idea.
Really?
Yeah. After leaving their jobs at Miller Coors, Blue Moon creator Keith Villa getting into the weed business. He's launched a new company called Sierra Beverages that will focus on producing a line of non-alcoholic cannabis-infused craft beers. So no alcohol, but it's got cannabis in it.
Weed,
okay.
Man.
We can dial in exactly the sensation that people want. Okay, so there's that.
By the way, did you know that Blue Moon was created, Keith Villa, he was a brewer at the Sandlot Brewery at Coors Field, Colorado.
Okay.
For the, it's the home of the Rockies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Colorado Rockies.
Right.
So it was basically created at the ballpark.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
There you
go. That's worked pretty well for him, I think.
It makes me wonder then if they'll sell it at Rockies games, his new brew.
Yeah, well, that's true. Could work over there. There's some places
Colorado.
They couldn't. Yeah.
And the Broncos games?
Yeah. Huh.
Everybody feeling mellow all of a sudden.
Easter candy is like Halloween candy, but without having to do all that walking around to get it, right? I mean, you may have to run around and look for it under trees and stuff.
Yeah.
The website Thrillist put together a ranking of Easter candies from the best thing to get in your basket to the worst.
Peeps the worst?
Well, number 10 actually would be white chocolate.
Oh.
You know which isn't? You know what I mean?
It's not
chocolate.
Yeah.
They just tell us it's him. Malted milk eggs. I kind of like malted milk
eggs. Yeah, I kind of, you know, I don't mind them.
Small quantities. Number 8 is the big Cadbury eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Number 7 is jelly beans. Do people, I mean, you know, I understand Jelly Belly works. But, I mean, at what point, when do you hit the wall with jelly beans?
Talking about, like, how many does it take before you're finally done?
Yeah, because, I mean, and the thing is, they've done a pretty good job of making just regular jelly beans meh, you know, because if you can get them that they taste like Dr. Pepper, why would you get one that tastes like lemon, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
can't tell you the last time I've had jelly beans.
Designer jelly beans is kind of fun, and you can find their stores now. I remember going into to a Jelly Belly store and seeing like bazillions of kinds, and some of them that were kind of esoteric, they already had in bags, and you could just take the bags and buy them.
And wonder if they have any cannabis infused yet.
Well, you know,
cannabis infused jelly beans.
Listen, you talk about an endless circle.
Yeah,
you know, you start doing that, and then if you get the munchies and you need something to eat, so you eat that, and that
I'm
makes
so
you
hungry.
Eat more. Yeah, keep going.
Do they have some Dorito flavored ones?
Yeah, you know, hey, idea right there.
Yeah, there is.
Number 6, mini Cadbury eggs. Okay, number 5 is Peeps. Really, really.
Ugh,
number 5 is Peeps.
No thanks.
And this is the most popular.
Most popular. We'll do the next 4 in a minute. I can't imagine. In the meantime, here are some strange things that people do to celebrate Easter in other countries around the world.
Okay.
In Bermuda, on Good Friday, people fly colorful flights on the beach. That symbolizes Christ's resurrection.
Colorful kites?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said flights. Yep. I was like, okay.
Kites. They fly kites. Okay. In Hungary, on Easter Monday, people do something called sprinkling, where boys and girls playfully sprinkle perfume, cologne, or water on each other.
Okay.
Number 3, in Greece, On the morning of Holy Saturday, people in the island of Corfu in Greece throw pots, pans, and other pottery out of their windows and smash them on the street.
That wasn't part of that MASH episode when they had the lamb.
Okay. All right. I don't remember that, but I'll
tell you. No, it wasn't part of it.
Okay.
Is that supposed to symbolize something?
It doesn't say. They're just making a mess. In Florence, Italy, they have a 350-year-old tradition known as Scapio di Carro, or Explosion of the Cart. And that's basically what it is. They take this fancy cart packed with fireworks, and they parade it through the city before blowing it up.
And pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
Technics.
And see how you feel about this. In Australia, rabbits are considered pests because they destroy the crops.
Yeah.
So companies now make chocolate bilbies for Easter instead of bunnies.
Bilbies?
Bilbies.
What the heck's a
bilby? A bilby is an endangered marsupial. It's also known as the rabbit-eared bandicoot.
Timey kangaroo.
Bandicoot. Yeah,
timey down kangaroo.
That's right. So it's the rabbit-eared bandicoot. They make them out of chocolate.
Hey, I'll eat a chocolate whatever.
Let's
okay?
try a Google image on the chocolate rabbit-eared bandicoot and see. It's bandicoot. I love spelling on the radio. But that's what they have as their
chocolate
candy.
Bilby.
Yeah.
Because, oh, yeah.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
All right. Does it look like a bunny or no?
No, it looks like a whatever the heck this bilby is. Yeah.
Because, again, they don't like bunnies. Bunnies aren't cute to them. They think bunnies are a pain in the butt.
Well, I don't know if these things are necessarily cute either. That's got, like, the nose of, like, an anteater and long ears. And then the rest of it, like Bill said, looks like a miniature kangaroo. I don't know.
But they don't eat crops. That's the whole thing, is they're better behaved. And that's the reason that they do that. That way the kids can have a good connotation for a critter. Because, again, if it was going to be a bunny, they're going to go, wait a minute, those things, you know, eat my dad's crops or something like that. So that's the reason they do that. All right, here we go. These are the four best things that you can have in your Easter basket. Number four is gummy candies.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Number three is your pastel-colored M&Ms, which are just like other M&Ms.
Okay.
Number two is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup eggs. Again, haven't had one
yet.
There
you go.
And number one is the giant chocolate bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do that big thing right there. Eat the ears off first. Isn't that the way we're supposed to do that?
And just stick him in the freezer and nibble away for the rest of the week.
That's right. Could have it all the time. It's a 746.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatment and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Hey, it's really about me. People don't actually say that, but you can tell by their behavior that's what they mean. Independence can be a great thing, but society's greatest steps forward come in community. There's a story from World War II about a group of Christians called the Huguenots. They lived in the mountains of southern France and openly defied the Nazis throughout the war. They hid Jewish refugees and refused to cooperate when German soldiers came looking for them. They were treated terribly, but remained strong together. Their actions told the Germans, "No matter what you do, we will never stop offering sanctuary to the Jews. It's our Christian duty to protect them." The Huguenots saved thousands of lives. The Huguenots had an incredible impact against the Nazis because they stood strong together as a community. One person can only have limited influence. A group, on the other hand, can make its voice heard and its presence felt. And if that crowd's values are rooted in timeless principles, they can overcome tyranny. Our culture is driven by self. It's about what I do as an individual. It's all about me. Like I said, we don't actually say that, but it's what we think. Personal ambition is only worthwhile when it serves to strengthen others. You don't build a movement with one person. It takes a community. For more to help you thrive or your community, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning. It is 7:49. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football was at Kyle Field yesterday, holding its first scrimmage of the spring. I asked Coach Jimbo Fisher how his team benefits from playing on the Kyle Field turf.
Well, I think just getting in your stadium, getting in your surroundings, and just, and I think hopefully it brings an urgency to what you, because, you know, you go out there on the practice field, and if you go scrimmage on the practice field, you know, if you can go in the stadium, okay, it gets more like a practice. Maybe when you walk in there, it gets to be a little more special. I got to give a little more juice. I got to lock in. It's special to be able to walk in that stadium and, you know, in a facility like that and go play well. So try to get that. And as many times you can get them in that situation.
Coach and the guys will be back at Kyle April 14th when they hold the annual maroon and white game. 15th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball took one on the chin last night, falling to number 24 Georgia 11-5. Things were actually knotted up at 4-all before Michael Curry smacked a three-run homer in the fifth. The Aggs will try to bounce back tonight when they take on the Bulldogs again at 6 o'clock in Athens. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the softball diamond, the 12th-ranked Aggies welcome number 9 South Carolina to town this evening. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the Red Hot Gamecocks.
They're really aggressive at the plate. They have fun playing the game. They get after it. They're having a great year. Not a good year, a great year. And for them to sweep Tennessee is a really big deal. And the thing you see about them is they know how to fight. Like, they don't get on their heels at all. And they won 2 of the 3 games in walk-off fashion, and that says a lot about a ball club when you get out there and can expect a win for when you're behind and in late innings. So, you know, we're going to have to play well to beat them. We're going to have to stay in the game from first inning to seventh inning, understanding that those kids don't give up and they got a lot of fight.
Coach and the ladies sit at 30-7 overall and 3-3 in conference play, while the Gamecocks are 29-4 and 5-1 in conference. Things are underway at 6:30 at the Aggie Softball Complex with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieLand.com. Well, yesterday was opening day in Major League Baseball.
Here comes the 2-0. And Springer drives it out on the right field fairly deep. Going back on it is Mazzara, and you can kiss it goodbye! For the second straight year, George Springer with a leadoff home run on opening day. And the Astros lead it 1-0. How about that start to 2018?
Robert Ford with a call on Astros radio. That would give Houston the early lead, and it never looked back as the Astros downed the Texas Rangers 4-1 in Arlington. Righty Justin Verlander picked up the win for Houston, tossing 6 scoreless innings. Meanwhile, Cole Hamels was the hard-luck loser after giving up 3 earned in 5 2/3. The Astros and Rangers will square off again tonight at 7:05 with coverage joining progress over on the Zone. On the basketball court, LaMarcus Aldridge scored 25 points and pulled in 11 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs held off the Oklahoma City Thunder last night 103-99. With the win, San Antonio climbs back into fourth place in the Western Conference. Now on the ice, Matt Dumba scored on a power play and had 2 assists to lead the Minnesota Wild over the Dallas Stars 5-2. Dallas is now just 1-7-2 in its past 10 games. And PGA Tour rookie Sam Ryder played just enough golf to get his name atop the leaderboard in the Houston Open yesterday. Ryder holed an 8-foot birdie putt on the 15th hole to reach 8 under par before it was too dark to continue because of a rain delay. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and due to the recent hailstorm, many of you now have damaged vehicles. Now, fortunately, Team Ford in Navasota was not hit with hail, is currently low on pre-owned inventory, and has hundreds of vehicles to trade during Truck Month. So bring in your hail damage trade and take advantage of huge Truck Month savings at Team of Navasota today. Call or click myteamford.com. Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
Christina. Christina, Christina, Christina. Oh, and my brother, my best friend, and my mom, too. I make them wear seatbelts every time. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You protect the ones you love most. Shouldn't that include you, too? In 2016, 42% of Texas teens who died in crashes weren't wearing a seatbelt. So if you care about it, put a seatbelt around it. That includes you. Every rider, every ride.
Did I mention Christina?
If you love it, click it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series subcompacts. No other subcompact tractors on the market have so much versatility designed to fit in your garage. And if you're looking to mow right now, a 54-inch mower deck is included. Get a BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 5 minutes till. There's not much traffic out there today. There are some people who are not having to work today.
That's because things were jammed last night.
Was it busy last night?
It was worse than a game day Friday.
Really?
Wow.
It's called getting out of town for the long weekend.
Yeah, okay.
It was just after 6 last night, southbound freeway was about 15 miles an hour.
Good thing we don't have a lot of people working today because the elevators are busted.
You know what that means? That means we're not going to get any donuts.
Oh,
you know, normally Mr. Downs feels badly for us.
Right.
And as a result, he'll come and bring us donuts or something like that. And he likes us a lot.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you.
I'm glad I had 2 hours to cool down from that.
The hike?
Yeah.
Maybe if he shows up, we can, like, throw a rope down or something from the balcony.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then pull him up.
Sure.
I would be all down for that.
We've dropped things from here before.
Oh, yeah?
We dropped snowballs from here.
You ever dropped a bouncy ball just to see how high up
it
would bounce?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah? Yep, we did that. We had Tom downstairs, you know, to measure it for us so that we would know, and because Tom would do that for us. And then we also did that outside. Because we have a balcony on one side, and we would do that. But who's out there in the hall?
We need to come up with something else to drop sometime soon. Just saying.
Yeah, well, we do. That's true.
Oh, it's perfect timing. Do we have guests today from the city, College Station?
Well, you know,
being Good Friday,
I haven't. I think we're supposed to. I haven't checked with Mr. Sokol. I normally do.
You may want to advise him.
Yeah.
That the guest needs to plan on the additional time.
Well, I was about to say, Jay doesn't take days off, right? Isn't he on?
That's not true at all.
He's on call 24/7.
He's a government employee.
No, that's not true at all. but no, and in fact, I had normally I'll text him to find out who our guest is, but I haven't done that yet. I was in fact going to, but when we finished the sports, so I had other stuff I needed to do. So
we need to figure something out with like some dumb waiters and some pulleys.
Well, yeah, and
make our own.
And you know,
elevator
again. This would be the discussion of first world problems.
Yes,
I mean. Without a doubt, we had to walk 5 flights of stairs. Imagine that. So just saying. Because
I'm just glad you made it before.
Yeah. Well, no, fortunately, Zach texted me ahead of time, so I knew. So I was able to factor in the extra 2 minutes that it took to come upstairs.
Yeah, but Scott didn't believe me.
No, I
Scott thought I was trying to pull an April Fool's joke and make him walk up. So he sat there pressing the button for forever.
I pressed the button just because, you know, Zach can be kind of a jokester when it comes to that. So anyway. All right, so we all know how dangerous distracted driving is, right? Apparently, it's not stopping any of us from doing that. In fact, we're getting worse. According to a new survey, this from AAA, over 99% of drivers say that drivers talking on their phone or texting and driving are a threat, it says, to their personal safety. Now, do you mean the person who's doing it or to you because you're sharing the road with a person that's doing that? See what I'm saying?
Every single person on the road.
Right.
Including themselves.
But half of them admitted to talking on their phone without using a hands-free device while they were driving in the past month. and 35% admitted they'd sent text or email. Those numbers are up 46% from 5 years ago. And yep, in the past 5 years, even as we have become more and more aware of how dangerous it is to use your phone while you drive, makes no difference. I mean, we're doing it more. And that's not the only dangerous thing people are doing, of course. In the past month, 31% of the people have driven when they were so tired they could barely keep their eyes open. And 2.3% say they drove drunk. Okay, now how do they know that? You know what I'm saying? Are we sure if that's the case? Speaking of that, I guess this day and age, you can punish your kids any way you want, even if you want to put them in a serious situation. 34-year-old woman in Somerset, Kentucky, her name is Miranda Polston. Earlier this month, caught her 14-year-old daughter drinking, so she decided to just force her to continue to drink until she got inebriated.
Threw up.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is probably not good. I'm thinking the Child Protective Services probably want to know.
I've heard about this, or like if they get caught smoking, have them smoke until they vomit,
yeah, well,
and then they'll never do it again.
Yeah, and maybe you can't do that anymore. I'm not sure. But there was a time they did. Hey, the weather's going to be really okay today. Look for a high temperature, probably about 78 or so. Winds are going to be out of the north and, kind of gusty out of the south at 20 miles an hour. And it's going to be a little bit cool. 80 tomorrow, 81 on Sunday, and 83 on Monday. Right now, 55 degrees at 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.